Hey there, Taki Moore here from Coach Marketing Machine. In today's episode, I want to show you how to make sure you never ever get overwhelmed by all of the marketing projects you should be doing ever again. One thing you can do right at the start of a sales appointment to make sure your prospect is there to commit. Three things to do during your sales process to make sure they are emotionally engaged to what they want and increasing their motivation to buy from you. A little tactic you can use if you ever want to promote a live event, a workshop or a seminar. And two things you can do to increase the responsiveness to your email marketing from now on. That's what we're covering in this episode of the Coach Marketing Machine. So a lot of coaches get overwhelmed when it comes to marketing. There's all these things you should be doing. You should be emailing, Facebooking, webinars, getting joint venture partners, automating, and all these things. The key to not getting overwhelmed is to not do everything, to stop shooting all over yourself, as Tony Robbins would say. I want you to make two lists. One really, really long list of all the things you should be doing, and put that in one long list and call it someday, maybe. Someday, maybe you'll get around to it. The second list is really short. It's called the monthly marketing project. And every month, I just want you to take one project out of there, put it in here, focus on that, ignore the rest, and do one thing at a time. When you and a prospect get on a sales call, you both come at it with very different goals. You want them to make a decision one way or the other, and they come to get information about how to solve their biggest problems. Get it? You want them to decide, they want information. And if you're not careful, they could get the free information and leave without making any kind of decision for you and your program. What's the solution? Get them to ask them the decision question in the very first 3 minutes of the sales call. What do you ask? Just simply say, so what was it that made you decide to take this time today and work with me to get X result? And so whatever the result that you promise is. For me, what was it that made you decide to schedule this session with me today to double the size of your coaching business in the next 6 months? That way they're focused on why they're here, not on free information. Recently, inside the Coach Marketing Machine on a live coaching call, a coach asked me, how do I build the value of my program so that a prospect says yes live in the sales appointment? And the truth is, it's got nothing to do with what you put in your program. It's got everything to do with, if you're selling one-on-one, how you run the conversation. There's three things to do in every sales conversation, and here they are. Number one, you want to get them really clear about what they want. I call that clear on the results. So clear on the results. Number two, get them really specific about their current reality. And then thirdly, what's the roadblocks? What's getting in the way from where they are to what they want? If you can get them not just clear, but emotionally connected to each of those three things, you'll stretch the gap and people will hire you. What they want, where they are, and what's holding them back. When you're promoting a live event, you've got to show your prospects what's in it for them and demonstrate the value even before they show up. It's not enough to say, come to my workshop, it's going to be great. You need to really flesh it out. And we do that using what I call a conversion curriculum. What you need to do on the sales page where you promote the live event is you want to show people in detail how they're going to be better off, what they're going to learn in the session. So I want you to break your content up into modules. And every module is going to have a few components. Number one, it's going to have a module title. So module one, sales. And you have an introductory paragraph about what they're going to learn. 5 bullet points, a testimonial, and then a register now button. And then repeat that for module 2, module 3, module 4. By doing that, you reveal your conversion curriculum. People understand upfront what they're going to get, and they're more likely to commit. What do you do if you've got an email list that you've been broadcasting to for a long time and people just aren't responding? Well, the secret is this. You've got to balance the two kinds of emails, the professional and the personal. Most people, when they send their broadcasts out, they're long, they're impersonal, and they are one-way broadcasts. That's the professional channel. Maybe it's an HTML, full glossy email. What you want to do is you want to alternate that with some personal emails. These are short, they're personal, and they expect a reply. Why don't you just send an email to your prospects and ask them a simple question, like just a 2-line email. Hey Bob, question your name, and see what they send back. By doing that, you break the pattern of long, impersonal emails, and you actually get people to respond. Do that this week, and tell me how your results go. Well, that's it for this week's Coach Marketing Machine News. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. All right, come on, come on, come on. Let's do it.
Blowing it, Wanda.